It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99. Tiger Talk is brought to you by the Open Canvas Dakota Bank, Hands On Health, and Grand Central. Now live from Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tiger Talk. Welcome to the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge. Nice house. Lots of people here tonight, and it's good to see the kids all running around and doing their thing. We're going to start tonight with Coach Knutson. Coach, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, old man weather sometimes puts a damper in well-laid plans. You're postponing games, and you're not getting up against competition. It's nice that you got up against Aberdeen Christian, but I'm sure that playing against Ron Colley and playing against Harriet Selby would have been nice to, you know, get that flow of things going, right?
Yeah, it would have been, but it gave us some additional time to practice and get some things installed in case we run into those things down the road. So just trying to stay positive about the whole weather and cancellation.
Health-wise, that kind of helps too. When you get low in the action, you're not beating up into each other and beating up on other teams and so on and so forth. So are you guys healthy right now?
Yes, we're healthy. And, you know, that does help right now, but we are going to have some tough stretches coming up throughout the season with moving those games.
Yeah, I was just, you know, looking at the schedule after they put the makeup dates on, and it seems like there's a couple of weeks there where you're going every night, basically, you know, and that's tough. But, you know, if you're going to play in this state, you got to kind of adapt, right?
Exactly, and it does make players having to adjust to what they're being told instead of practicing on the court. And sometimes you just don't want to have them practicing that much late in the season anyway.
So. Right. Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that I saw against Aberdeen Christian. Number one, I think you guys came out really fired up first couple of quarters. I think that it was all your game. Third quarter came around, and all of a sudden they were hitting shots that were insane. I mean, catch and shoot with hands in their face, and they were just knocking them down. What do you do in that situation when you got, you know, a couple of guys that just got hot?
Yeah, we tried to make some adjustments, putting certain players on some of those kids hitting the shots and just ramping up some players defensively. But like you said, their shots started going in better for them in the third quarter. And sometimes the best you can do is just try to match their scoring and keep up the pace with them.
You know, and going in, you look at their lineup on paper, they had a 6'7" kid, and they had a couple of, you know, bigger kids that I thought it was going to be, you know, a pounded into the middle kind of game. But it wasn't. Even the 6'7" kid stepped out a couple of times and shot the three. So it's one of those typical Class B schools that live and die by the three-pointer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And their big guy was about the same size as Shane, even though they list him at 6'7", you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Shane had a hand up in his face. He made those 9 points in the third quarter very quickly, and that really was a turning point for them in the game. You know, obviously us missing free throws down the stretch hurt us as well, but, you know, those points and the free throws kind of stretched it a little bit too far for us. But at the same time, I think we were within five in the fourth, and we're really proud of the boys' ability to battle and not give up.
You know, another big night for Jackson Eisman. You know, you can tell his progression from freshman to sophomore year. He's more of a floor general out there. He's setting up the plays. Plus, he can score at will, it seems like. He's got that quick first step. You know, and that's another thing that you've got really going for you this year. You've got some kids that are really quick, and then you've got Shane underneath.
Absolutely. The quickness is evident on the video. And just what other coaches are telling me, they're seeing how quick we are in person. And then, like you said, down low, Shane has really developed good footwork and his ability to spin right or left. And he's going to be hard to guard for a lot of post defenders this year.
You know, and I've always said Shane's got a great set of hands when he's catching the ball in the post or when he's going for rebounds. Great set of hands. But I'm seeing the footwork this year, and it seems like he's really progressed from last year. And like you said, he's going to be tough to handle for a lot of teams down the road. One of those teams is Lakota Tech coming up on Friday. Just from what I've heard about Lakota Tech, they really don't have the size to match up with you guys, but they like to shoot outside. They like to run a little bit.
it's going to be a healthy matchup for us because they are maybe just as quick as us in a few positions. And then they do have a big 6'5 guy, and he played with White River all summer, and we played against him 3-4 times down at Pier. And so we know what we're up against guarding him, and Shane guarded him this summer. So, I mean, it'll be back and forth. It's going to be a competitive game. All our players are excited just speaking about what we're going to see on Friday. And, you know, we're used to making that trip to Aberdeen in the summer, and obviously then we go through there in the regular season. So we're excited. I mean, not calling it a home matchup, but that's a long bus trip for Lakota Tech.
Yeah, it is. And one thing that also you can count on is there's going to be a nice fan base in Aberdeen at Presentation College. It's going to be – I don't want to, you know, put the horse before the cart, but I think it's going to be a home crowd basically.
Yeah, I'd hope we have a big crowd as we have at home. I don't foresee seeing as big at home. But there is a lot of basketball fans in Aberdeen, and I'm not saying they're going to be cheering for us, but they're going to be there wanting to see good basketball because there is such a rich basketball tradition in Aberdeen.
Let's talk a little bit. I wanted to touch on Sacred Hoops, and I know it's kind of a new thing. It's been around for a couple of years, but tell me what Sacred Hoops is and what it means to your program.
Well, it's a basketball organization that promotes basketball and a lot of other aspects. But we were invited, and we've been wanting to go to a holiday classic. I think the last one we were in was the Hunk Papa Classic in McLaughlin, maybe three or four years ago. Mm-hmm. And then we've been playing Ellendale over the break, and we lost Ellendale game this year. So we wanted to pick up another one. We got invited to it, and we're happy to go.
Yeah, you know, and looking at the schedule, it's going to be some healthy competition. There's going to be some really good teams there.
Yeah, they had a few canceled. The schedule did change. I don't know if you've gotten that on email, but the girls' game is starting an hour earlier, and so is ours.
Yeah, I did get that. We're going to go at 4 o'clock with the pregame, and then 4:30 for tip-off, and then you guys are right after that with both teams playing Lakota Tech. It's not a school that you see every year. I mean, last year we went all the way out there and passed by their school. Do you know what you're looking at as far as matchups?
Yeah, exactly. We've gotten to see film from their Lakota Invitational games. And then I did visit their coaches. We're at the coaching clinic down in Sioux Falls, so I visited with them a little bit. And then, you know, just knowing the different regions and players – you get to know a variety of players and their skill sets, and tell you the truth, to kind of get to know their families. So
yeah, that's nice. And I know I'm excited. I'm excited to finally get going again as far as the broadcasting basketball. How are the kids doing? Are they anxious? Are they ready to go? Are they just enjoying the break right now?
You know, they're kind of sleepy at 10 in the morning here. We've been practicing at 10. But it takes them a good 8 minutes, and then they're ready to go, and they're at full speed mentally and physically. And I think they are anxious, and they are ready to go because we've only had the 2 games so far in the last month. So
one more thing I wanted to touch on is Turner Fitzer. Turner was injured to start the season. He got in a little bit against Aberdeen Christian. How's his progression coming?
Good. He's catching the ball a lot better, and we're getting him into the mix, as you know, he really had to sit out the whole preseason with the broken hand and the first week and a half of practice. So he's getting back into the lineup, which we need his athleticism, and we need sometimes his shooting. His shot is actually to the point now, it's consistent, and we're excited for him. So.
How does a broken hand affect your shot?
It's his offhand, so it didn't. He shot a lot in the preseason, just couldn't go full speed.
But
he's excited. He's really anxious to get out there, and so are a lot of our players. You know, Simon Freed has been dribbling the ball a lot at a faster pace, to the point where his eyes are up, and he's having a good last couple weeks here. And Coy Hintz has been scoring more and more down low at practice. Excited for his offense and his defense. Kobe Goodshield has been really unpredictable for a lot of guys trying to guard him at practice, because we've been practicing a lot lately, and he puts a kind of a different style of back cut into it. He gets free a lot when people aren't expecting it. Just has a good nose for the ball and knows how to go rebound. Strong rebounder.
I think in the assisting game, the thing that surprised me the most was Kobe's foot speed. I mean, he kind of, when he's walking around, kind of slumbers around, and it doesn't, you know, he kind of looks like Eeyore a little bit when he's just hanging out. But when he gets on the court, it's surprising to me how quick he is to make that first step and get to the hoop.
Absolutely. And you could see that in the football season. He was really getting to a lot of tackles. And I agree with you on the foot speed and getting to where he wants to go in a hurry. Yep, absolutely.
And that's a nice combination when Turner gets back in full force, and you've got Turner and Shane and Kobe. That's going to be something that teams are going to have to deal with. One of them is going to put the ball in the basket, and at the other end, one of them is going to make a big defensive stop.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can't forget about Holden.
Yeah.
And Michael, their offense and defense has been really on the up all season, but their leadership on offensive defense is key.
Yeah, I was going to bring Holden's name up because it seems like he's accepted the role as a leader and, you know, the senior on the team. And it looks like to me from an outside looking in that a lot of his teammates are looking to him to, you know, kind of play the general out there.
Yeah, absolutely. He plays at different speeds so much. You know, he'll go slow to fast and medium, and he's always just getting around people with different speeds. And we're excited to see what Holden and Michael can do. Michael's shots have always been falling. We just have to make sure we get him a little bit quality looks. I was looking at statistically in our shot chart, we're missing too many three-pointers in certain areas.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're making them from, I won't say it online, but we're making our three-pointers are out of this world in two areas.
Yeah.
Super low in three. So I have to show that to the boys tomorrow and kind of start looking at once we get playing some more games, we can look at some of those overall statistical things. That
is him not getting open, a lack of movement, or is it a lack of screens? What do you think? Because it seems like he's taking a lot of shots, and you know, he's got an open look, and then all of a sudden there's a hand in his face.
Yeah, I mean, really, the other teams so far have put their best defenders on Jackson and Michael, so
they
got to work extra hard to get those open looks that aren't a half a second, you know, like
right.
They're more like a 2 second open look. So,
right.
So yeah, it's just they're getting used to that as well. Cause I don't think they had to have the other team's best players on them last year.
No, no, you know,
they were guarding our seniors last year. And
right.
So we'll see what happens here coming
up.
Yeah,
you bet.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited too. And again, Friday, finally, we're going to get in the gym again. We're going to have the girls play first, and then you guys come on afterwards, Lakota Tech. This is going to be a great, great challenge for you guys and the girls. And so, you know, from sitting out a couple of weeks because of weather to getting into, you know, game time, and this is going to be big.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you too. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we're talking wrestling. We've got Coach Nas with us right here. This is Star 99. For all of your personalized sports gear, there is only one place, the Open Canvas. From shirts to hats and everything in between, the Open Canvas has it covered. If you're a Tiger, Wolverine, Panther, or whatever team you support, get the gear you need at Open Canvas. If you need banners or vinyl signs, the Open Canvas can do that also, with skill and imagination. There's only one place to get your gear, and it's the Open Canvas in Mobridge.
Go get 'em, Tigers! Grand Central Station of Mobridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Hands-On Health in Mobridge can take care of all of your physical therapy needs.
Hi, this is Drew Peterson, doctor of physical therapy, inviting you to call me to discuss all of your pain management needs.
Whether you're recovering from a surgery, have neck or back pain, or balance issues, we can help you.
Give us a call to schedule your appointment in Mobridge at 374-5844. That's 374-5844. Or find us on Facebook at Hands-On Health Wellness Center.
Hands-On Health of Mobridge, here for all of your pain management needs.
We can take care of your pain.
Welcome back here. We're going to talk right now with Coach Nas from Mobridge Pollock Wrestling. And Coach, same thing with the basketball team. Everybody kind of went through this blizzard and had some stuff postponed and canceled and so on and so forth. How are your kids coming through it?
It was rough missing a few of the meets. There were some big meets. Plankton would have been huge.
Yeah.
There was six schools down there we absolutely needed to see. A few of the other schools we'll get to see later on the season, but six of those schools we probably won't get to see it and get a chance at those kids.
Yeah, and, you know, and over the years I've heard the MVP Classic is one of the best wrestling meets in the entire region, and there's teams that come from Nebraska and so on and so forth to wrestle in Nebraska and Iowa, I think. And so, yeah, that's a bummer that you have to, you know, skip that one. I wish they could reschedule.
Yeah, and then two wrestling went to seeding the state tournament as well. So a couple of those kids, you need those points over them. You need those wins. Because if in wrestling it goes, if I beat this opponent, I'm ranked above them. Not only am I above them, but if there's an opponent they beat and I haven't seen that opponent, I would also be above that opponent as well.
Yeah.
So some of those matches are huge.
So being that you haven't been able to get on the mat against another team, I am sure there's been lots of mat time in the practice facility, right?
Yeah, and honestly, that was a nice part about this was we got to take a step back, reevaluate where we were, where we want to go, and fine tune some things. We have a lot of great athletes, but they just need one or two little more or little tweaks to make a big difference, and they're starting to really figure it out. So that was nice to be able to slow things down and reevaluate where we are.
You know, the last time we talked about that you at the top end of the scale, you've got some really strong individuals, heavyweight, super heavyweight, so on and so forth. How are the kids at the bottom end of the scale progressing?
They're really progressing as well. We have Wyatt Winches. He's came a long ways. He is a go-getter. He has an engine that never quits. And then we have Mark. Mark, he has just a huge heart and just the desire to get better every day. He's a hardworking individual. They're a lot of fun to coach. And then we have Braden Winches as well. And Braden has a no quit to him. He fights all the way through. Remington Ford. Remington's looking better every time I watch him wrestle. He's cleaning up little things. And it's for him, we don't have to switch a lot. It's just little tiny things.
I enjoyed your conversation. You and Coach Knutson were talking about some of the kids that were just anxious to get into the wrestling room and do some wrestling. And you've got a kid that's Trail City somewhere that's trying to make it through a blizzard to get over here. And he called you two or three times to say, hey, Coach, can I come over?
That's one thing I really like about these kids. They have great communication. They're always with me, letting me know what they think, what they want, and they're eager to learn. And after practice, a lot of times I have to kick them out of practice too and say, hey, go home.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, but they want to, why are you doing this or why should I do this? They want to not only do it and be good at it, but they want to know why it's beneficial for them. And that's what I really enjoy about them. And like I said, they were wanting to get in through the snowstorms. I'm like, no. Safety is the number one thing.
Right. You know, I understand that. I've been sidelined with snowstorms before, too. And I understand you want to get there and you want to make sure that you're ready for the next meet. Tell me a little bit about what's coming up and what do you consider is going to be a replacement for the MVP Classic?
We picked Webster up. Webster will be a good tournament. It's not an overly big tournament. But there's some competition we don't normally get to see because it's on the east side of the state.
Yeah.
So that would be nice. But the big one will be the Mid-Dakota Monster. That's going to be the really one to evaluate where we are. And then the winter tournament is also a really good tournament.
Yeah, you know, I've heard in the past, winners usually got a really good competitive tournament, and they get some good, you know, quality teams in there. You know, the Big Dakota Monster is one of those tournaments that I would imagine as a coach and as a wrestler, you look forward to every year.
Oh, yeah. Yep. There's usually about three tournaments I look through the season, and that's where I evaluate where each kid is. And we take three of those tournaments. You place at one of those tournaments, you have a good shot of qualifying for state. You place at all three, you have a good shot of even placing at state. And that's kind of how we look at it.
You know, and one of the things that fans of wrestling can look forward to is in January, you've got home meets too.
Yeah, we have a few home meets this year, and there'll be a couple of good competitions as well with those opponents.
So if you really can travel, and I recommend to go and watch these wrestling meets. They're exciting. They're a lot of fun. You know, I sit in the stands sometimes and just watch the parents, because wrestling moms, I think they're all crazy, but you got to admire their passion. You get out there and support the wrestling team, go to these meets, and it's your school, it's your town.
Oh yeah. And it's one of those things. It's addictive. Once it's in your blood, you like it. It's 6 minutes of every muscle, full energy, nonstop. And it's a lot to ask for a kid to go out there for 6 minutes and put everything out there and see what performs at the end.
I know you don't have a lot of meets under your belt right now, but looking forward to regional and state competition, are you looking at somebody certain that they should be in the state tournament? They should be wrestling and winning the regions?
I think every one of them have a great shot of going to state. Honestly, every kid that I've watched this year, just from the beginning of the season till now, has came a long ways. And all it takes is just the right moves, the right combos, and just having that heart and desire. And that's one thing I can't coach. I can try helping them with, but they all have that heart and desire. And that makes me being able to teach the moves and push them a lot easier. And they all support each other really well, too, in the practice room. They're positively encouraging each other to keep getting better, and they're not afraid to stop and say, hey, you didn't do that right. You need to redo it again. So I really like that teamwork that they have with each other.
You know, every time I walk into the gym up there at Mobridge Pollock High School, I look on the wall, and it's so impressive to see those two state championship banners there. What would it mean to the program, to the school, to the community to have another one put up in 2023?
That would be amazing, honestly. I think it'd be really good for the school. It would be good for the community. And it'd be good for the practice room. Right now, our numbers are good, but I think that would really explode our wrestling room with a lot of athletes. And that's what it takes to be good is numbers. Because if you have a different partner every day, you have someone pushing for your spot every day, you're going to perform better.
Right, right. You know, I came here from a school in Nevada, Lowry High School, and they've got a pretty good wrestling tradition. And I asked the coach, what is it? How do you attribute? And he says, it's not me. It's the kids and it's the community. Because once we won our first state title, the kids wanted to wrestle. And once we won our second one, more kids wanted to wrestle, and so on and so forth. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you lose, you're not going to have a team. But winning is contagious, and it seems to spread like wildfire.
Oh, yeah, it's very contagious. And then, too, when you bring those numbers into the room, now you're competing for your spot. So you don't just have a spot anymore. You got to bust your tail every practice, do things right, because – you could have that varsity spot this week, but next week someone else could pass you up. So when you have that kind of competition in the practice room, it forces you to become a better individual and a better athlete.
And that's where I get, you know, I have conversations with people about wrestling. It's an individual sport. It really isn't, because you have that teammate pushing you and pushing you and pushing you. And then when you're at a meet, you have the teammate right there behind you. And it feels like they're jumping on the mat with you almost. It's an individual sport, but it's also a huge team sport as well.
Oh yeah. That's the thing I like about it is you have that camaraderie with each other, but you can also decide what you want to accomplish on your own. So you need the teammates, you need the help in the practice room, you need good competition, become better. But as an individual, you can also go outside and do extra activities. You can come into the weight room, hit the weights a little harder. You can do extra conditioning on your own. So that's the kind of cool thing about the individual part as well, is you can determine how far you're going, but you would good team and a good teammate will help you get to your goals.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Any time I ever played sports, it was there was a teammate pushing, you know, and it wasn't to the point where you get upset because he's pushing too hard. It was like, yeah, he's doing it, so I need to do it even better, you know, and that's the nice thing about wrestling. And there's a great tradition at Mobridge Pollock High School.
Oh, yeah. There's a great tradition at the high school. There's a great tradition in the community. Everywhere I go around, I see people, and they're always asking, how are the kids doing? We heard this about this tournament. Are they looking better? And it's really fun to talk to people about and see the sport that the kids have because they put everything they have into every practice, into the meets. So it's nice to see them getting rewarded for their efforts.
You know, and one of the other things that's cool about this community is you don't just start your freshman year, put a singlet on and a headgear and jump out on the mat. Some of these kids have been wrestling since they were, you know, no taller than your knee. And that's nice that there's a program for youth as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And there's a lot of little ones that are getting ready to get on the mat. We start up AAU here in the next week, and I've heard a lot of little ones talking to me about getting excited to start.
That's awesome. You know, and you get that kind of enthusiasm, and it grows and it grows and it grows. And it's another thing, you can have an AAU program, but we have a very successful one, don't we?
Yep. And my opinion on the AAU is that's where you develop the heart and the desire to do it and the love for the sport. And then when you get to middle school is when you start perfecting your technique and starting to learn more moves. And then high school is when you perfect everything.
You know,
you got to get that desire when you're little, and then yeah, it gets contagious, and then you want more and more.
And that's the kind of the nice thing about this community. There's so many people that want to volunteer and help, and there's a lot of wrestling knowledge in this community.
Oh, yeah. And I'm an open book coach. I love any little thing, any pointer. Somebody comes in and says, hey, your kids are doing this, but did you ever think about this or try this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I like to run my program. Yes, I do have the things I'm a strong believer in, but I'm also open to ideas. Like every day I have one of my athletes will come in and, hey, I saw this coach. What do you think about this? Or I watched this video. What do you think about this?
Yeah.
And I really love that part about it, that they want to get better and that there's people willing to help them get better.
Yeah. And it's nice that they want to learn. They want to learn the sport inside and out. And then so if they're watching the videos, you know, I used to be one of those guys, you can watch all the video, it doesn't help you on it, but it does. And so if they're watching the video, that means that they are trying to better themselves with knowledge of the sport.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes just mental reps are huge. You mentally go through the moves is going to help you physically go through the moves as well.
Yes. Hey, you know, you've given, and last time we talked, you gave a nice tribute out to your coaches. I don't think I know about the middle school coaches. Who are they and how important is that to the program?
Mr. Ring is our middle school coach. He comes every day. I don't think I've seen him miss a practice. He's there every day. He really wants to learn and get better. And he's always really supportive of the kids and encourage them to do their best every day. And then we have Annie. She's the girls' coach. We have two really good young ladies, and she's been working really well with them. And then we have Mr. Lawrence, L. Lawrence, and he's a legend of his own.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of wrestling knowledge, and he brings a lot to the table. And it's nice to have somebody of that caliber that I can shoot ideas off of.
Yeah, and I know when you get to these meets, sometimes you've got, you know, 145 wrestling over here. You've got a heavyweight wrestling over here. So you've got to kind of pick and choose where you're going to be. And that's nice to have another coach there that's going to, you know, be at the mat side and help out the wrestler that's competing.
Yes, that's really nice. And I really enjoy the way our kids respond to it as well. They're supportive of whatever coaches them. They are not, I only like this coach in my corner. That if I go over there because that's an open mat or Mr. Lawrence goes over there, they're going to take whatever the coach in the corner tells them.
That's nice.
Do what they need.
Yeah, that is nice. That's good respect. And, you know, that's another thing that you got to take your hat off to Mobridge Pollock students is their ability to respect their elders and their coaches and their teachers and so on and so forth. It's nice to see young gentlemen and young ladies behaving themselves in a way like that.
Oh, yeah. They're very respectful young ladies and young men. And they're student athletes through and through. They understand that school comes first and yeah, they need to get their studies. And then wrestling is a perk of getting their studies taken care of.
When do you wrestle next?
We wrestle this Saturday in Webster.
In Webster. 9:30. So if you can get over to Webster, and if not, Val Ford. has been a godsend for the radio station. We really appreciate her sending reports back. And I finally figured out how to work track wrestling. So now I can do that as well. But if you can't make it over, make sure you're listening at least. And the results come in throughout the day. And she does a really good job of that. Thank you so much for coming down.
Yep. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks, maybe a month. And we'll talk about regions and state and all that other stuff.
Yep.
I'd like to get you in here before the first home meet, if that's possible.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay, great. And that's Tiger Talk. Thank you so much to the Pizza Ranch for hosting us. Thank you to Coach Nas and Coach Knutson. We'll be back here next Wednesday with another Tiger Talk. Until then, I'm Andy Hsu for Mary Schreier. This is Star 99.
This has been Tiger Talk on Star 99. Join Andy Hsu next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for another Tiger Talk. Brought to you by Grand Central, Hands-On Health, Dakota Bank, and The Open Canvas. This has been a production of Star 99 Sports.